The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I want to show you what we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be an interesting topic. This is going to be our update for this week. To start out the week, and I think it's going to be a full week. We've got a lot of content lined up this week. We may go 5 full days this week, so we're going to start this out by I'm going to talk about chilling reports coming from Washington, and chilling reports coming from Washington. And we're going to give you a little some graphics are going to come up here as we talk about this. And some of this stuff you already know about. Some of this stuff you may not know about, but if you will bear with me for the next probably 30 minutes or so, I want to get you up to par of where we're at and what we're looking at and what we're dealing with. All right. So let me give you, I want to take a little bit of a flashback. When President Biden was still a candidate, he told Americans that he wasn't even sure Americans should even take a vaccine, that President Trump had ushered through FDA emergency clearance, and let alone that such a treatment would be mandated. After the election, his administration repeatedly reassured Americans that they were not budging and that there was nothing to worry about. I want to give you a direct quote. Quote, "No, I don't think it should be mandatory." Biden made this statement last December. Quote, "I wouldn't demand it to be mandatory." Dr. Anthony Fauci, whom Biden elected to keep on as head of the National Institute of Health Directors of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, likewise repeatedly insisted that the federal government would never break from its precedent of leaving vaccination mandates to more local governing bodies. Quote, "You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine," said Fauci. Quote, "We've never done that." Fauci went on specifically and said such a federal government would be unenforceable. Quote, "We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate." Joe Biden's own press secretary, Jen Psaki, had also used the White House lectern to remind Americans the administration had no such plans. Quote, "Our interest is very simple from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected. Mandating vaccinations is not the role of the federal government, and it's not just the Biden administration. The Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, agreed the government has no such power, saying just again, this is all documented, quote, "We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do." These are all out there. These are not made up. These are not fabrications. This is not false information. It's all there. It's on record. It's on video. It's on transcripts. Everything is there. Now, we fast forward and we know now that these were just empty words, because now we know that last Thursday, a sweeping new federal vaccine requirement affecting as many as 100 million Americans is now going out in full force. And in all effort to increase COVID vaccinations and curb the surging Delta variant that is killing thousands each week and jeopardizing the nation's economic recovery, targeting the new private sector, according to the Associated Press, the expansive rules mandate that all employers with more than 100 workers require them to be vaccinated or test for the virus weekly. And some of that's even being completely bypassed, and you're going to have to take the vaccine, affecting about 80 million Americans and the roughly 17 million workers at health facilities that receive federal Medicare or Medicaid also will have to be fully vaccinated, according to the report. Biden is also signing an executive order to require vaccination for employees of the executive branch and contractors who do business with the federal government, with no option. Let me say that again. No option to test out. This will cover alone several million more workers. Biden recently, during his press conference, during his national address, he actually said, quote, "We are out of patience with the unvaccinated." He went on to say, quote, "New mandates aren't about your freedoms or your personal choice, but for the protection of yourself and those around you." He went on to say that, quote, "This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine this fight against the virus." Quote, "This is totally unacceptable," Biden said. He went on to say, and he actually whispered in the microphone, "Get vaccinated." Okay. So I want to give you a little bit more details about this. And I'm going to pull up an excerpt here from the Daily Mail. This is an article. Again, you can see this on your screen if you're watching this visually. This is from the Daily Mail. Let me read a little bit of this. A labor lawyer told DailyMail.com that the Biden's vaccine mandate is unprecedented. Quote, "This is a watershed moment in our history, compelling people to take a medical treatment." According to Ethan Brecher, however you pronounce it, a labor lawyer told DailyMail.com, Biden's Thursday announcement, or it was an announced an aggressive new plan to get 100 million employees across the federal government and private sector vaccinated. Quote, listen to this. "According to details, any business that violates the new rule will face substantial fines up to $14,000. Chambers of commerce and business leaders have said the vaccine plan has more questions than answers, such as who pays for the COVID-19 test. A poll conducted before Biden's announcement said 28% of employees said they would rather lose their job than get the vaccine. Some major companies like Disney and Walmart already implemented a form of vaccine mandate, while others like Walgreens and Intel Corp are studying it. And then last but not least, small and independently owned businesses that are just over the 100 employee threshold will suffer the most, according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses." Okay. Now, what's interesting, though, I'm going to pull up this article that we shared today on endtimeheadlines.com and endtimeheadlines.org. Why is Congress exempt from the Biden COVID vaccine mandate? The president said that all federal employees will have to be vaccinated and weekly tests are not an option to get out of taking the shot. But one large group of people who get paid out of the federal treasury actually don't have to get the vaccination. And it's called Congress. Again, this is an actual headline from an article that there was a piece that was written. Again, we shared this. You can read more about this on intimeheadlines.org. Again, why is Congress exempt from this mandate? Again, things that make you go, Here's another article. So what about the governors of states that are standing against it, such as the governor from Florida, DeSantis? What about Greg Abbott from Texas? And then the governor from Georgia, to name a few. This is an actual article headline. Biden declares war on DeSantis and Abbott. Quote, "Get them out of the way." Vowing to use his, quote, presidential powers to overrule state governors that oppose the mandates. President Biden recently condemned Florida Governor DeSantis and Texas Governor Abbott and other Republican governors on Thursday for the responses to this mandate and threatened to use his presidential powers to overrule their authority. Now, I'm going to give you some more articles here. According to another report, you can see this. The White House is not ruling out vaccine requirement for domestic travel. Let me say that again. The White House will not rule out vaccine requirements for domestic travel. According to the article through Business Insider, COVID-19 vaccines or testing mandates could one day be needed for domestic air travel in the U.S., a White House official hinted at on Friday. Again, they never said it would be indefinitely, but they said they will not rule it out. Business Insider, according to their article, it said, quote, overall, I think we have a very strong track record that shows we're pulling available levers to acquire vaccines and we're not taking any measures off the table. This was according to White House COVID-19 response coordinator during a virtual press briefing last week when he was pressed about it. Then you have the Surgeon General. I thought this was interesting. We reported this morning. U.S. Surgeon General Murthy advised that the Biden administration will, listen to this, quote, monitor to ensure that no one abuses the COVID vaccine exemptions. Howbeit, that would be religious exemptions. They are going to monitor and make sure that nobody, again, abuses the exemptions. According to Fox News, the only way to avoid the mandate is to claim an exemption on the religious or medical grounds. And some critics argue that the exemptions allow for simple abuse. But Murthy insists the administration will ensure that does not happen. Unfortunately, as a country, quote, we have experience in dealing with exemptions, but we've got to be diligent there and make sure that people are using them, you know, in the spirit that they're intended and not abusing them or asking for exemptions when they don't apply, Murthy told the State of the Union on CNN, quote, that's an area that we continue to monitor in the days and weeks ahead. According to Fox 10, Biden's mandate has met immediate opposition from Republican governors who made clear that they plan to oppose the mandate with legal action if necessary after claiming the mandate was unconstitutional. Quote, the American dream has turned into a nightmare under President Biden and the radical Democrats, Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said on Twitter in response to the mandate. They have declared war against capitalism, thumbed their noses at the Constitution, and empowered our enemies abroad. And guys, by the way, I want to tell you that this will absolutely not go on YouTube. So if you've not subscribed to our Rumble channel, you need to go do that. I don't even know if it'll stay up on Facebook. We're going to see, but it may or may not. But again, this is what's happening. And we got more. I want to show you some more stuff that's going on. We want to get you up to par on everything that's going on. Here he comes, Dr. Doom Anthony Fauci. This is a real shock. He's come out again recently and said that he absolutely supports vaccination requirement for air travel. Well, there we go. What did we just discuss? What was discussed in a White House briefing? The question was asked, will this be required for domestic international travel? They said it's not off the table. But now that Dr. Doom has given his stamp of approval saying that he is fully supportive of a requirement for air travel, I would be shocked if it's not mandated. In fact, United Airlines, we don't have this article posted up here, but I'm just going to tell you what we posted last week. United Airlines came out and made an announcement that the employees at United Airlines who filed a religious exemption and that were approved have been put on a work leave without pay. I mean, like, really? I mean, this is insane. Quote, I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people that you should be vaccinated. The White House chief medical advisor said in an interview in a podcast, according to The Hill that reported this. White House coronavirus response team coordinator said the administration, again, is not taking any measures off the table. So this was in light of that. Okay. All right. Now, I want to show you something else. I want to pull this up. This was from today. This is not even on our main website yet. We've got to put this up there probably after we get off of this broadcast. We're going to post this. This is coming out of the northeast of the United States. New pandemic rules for New York City restaurants, city workers, and schools go into effect today. You can see on your screen, you guys that are watching, look at the date. It was published 2 days ago, so this is in effect right now. Here, I'm going to give you an excerpt from this. On Monday, city inspectors began enforcing vaccine mandate at restaurants, and diners will be required to show their proof of the vaccination for indoor dining at all eateries in the city as part of COVID safety rules outlined by the city. However, Mayor Bill de Blasio said that fines will not be imposed for the time being. Wow, well, that's reassuring. But again, more than 30 types of business, according to this report, will be directly affected by this new mandate. I'm going to give you a little bit of more detail on this. Indoor dining includes restaurants, catering halls, event spaces, hotel banquet rooms, bars, nightclubs, cafeterias, grocery stores with indoor dining, coffee shops and fast food or quick service with indoor dining. It includes restaurants. This also includes indoor fitness, includes gyms, fitness centers, fitness classes, pools, indoor studios, and dance studios. Indoor entertainment, including movie theaters, music and concert venues, museums, aquariums, zoos, professional sports arenas, indoor stadiums, convention centers, exhibition halls, performing arts, theaters, bowling alleys, arcades, pools, billiards, billiard halls, recreational game centers, adult entertainment, indoor play areas, basically everything that involves the public in a venue of recreational or entertainment. Let's just call it is. Zoos, professional sports arenas, indoor stadiums, convention centers, yada, yada, yada. And it goes on and on. Again, we will post this on our main website so you can get further details of this. Now, I want to stop on the whole, the vax thing. That's going to get you up to par where we're at on this. But there was another report that came out that's even more disturbing in my book, or frightening. And that is, let me pull this up here, guys. I'll give you the graphic for this. This is an actual article written by Matt Welch. I want to give just a second for this to come up on the live feed of this. You guys on YouTube, it doesn't affect you, or it won't be YouTube, but on Rumble. But look at this, Biden's total financial surveillance. What? What is that about? Listen to this. What if every one of your non-cash financial transactions was automatically reported to a beefed up, audit-hungry IRS? Imagine living in a world where every one of your non-cash financial transactions, whether it be a restaurant meal, a PayPal transfer, Bitcoin transaction, all of it was automatically. In other words, you don't have any choice in the matter. It's, imagine a world where it's automatically reported to the IRS. Again, quote, this dystopia will become a reality if Biden gets his way in what he wants passed. Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and key Capitol Hill allies such as Senator Elizabeth Warren are pushing a vast intrusive financial surveillance system in the name of closing the tax gap. Let me say that again. There is a push for a vast intrusive financial surveillance system in the name of closing the tax gap. This is why we titled this report, "We Are Entering the Dawn of Total Financial Surveillance." This was an article posted by Reason, R-E-A-S-O-N. But, quote, there's no need to fear if you've got nothing to hide. For those compliant taxpayers, the only effect of this plan is to provide easy access to summary information on financial accounts and to decrease the likelihood of costly no-fault examinations. According to the Treasury Department, this is all in plans of this, quote, American Families Plan tax compliance agenda. However, for non-compliant taxpayers, the department continues, quote, this regime would encourage voluntary compliance as evaders realize that the risk of evasion being detected has risen noticeably. The administration proposed comprehensive financial account reporting regime would dramatically increase the types of financial institutions and transactions exposed to the Fed's prying eyes. All businesses and personal accounts for financial institutions. Did you hear that? All businesses, great, small, and personal accounts from financial institutions, including bank, loan, and investments accounts, would be forced to report gross inflows and outflows to the IRS, and not just bank accounts. This dragnet would also include PayPal, settlement companies, and crypto asset changers. Now, listen, guys, if I want to tell you this, if we go completely cashless in the future and we go completely cryptocurrency, there is not a transaction that you and I or any company, personal, whatever, corporate, can make without Big Brother knowing exactly what you're doing and the transaction that you made, because it's all recorded, it's all documented, and it's all put on a database. Oh, I see. So what could possibly go wrong? Of course, this domestic surveillance program would have to be and require congressional approval. But again, when you read on, you can see the makings of, again, a gradual progression and conditioning for a global system that will track, watch, observe, and notify every transaction. And then you get to Revelation 13 and you wonder, how in the world would society accept a system of buying, selling, and trading in the name of you pledging your allegiance to the powers that be when that comes to fold in Revelation 13. So guys, again, I told you we had chilling reports coming out today. We wanted to get this out. Again, I want to give you some information, guys. It is imperative. It is absolutely imperative that you guys download our free app. If you're on Apple, if you're on Android, go to the App Store, download our free app. End Time Headlines, get it into your hands, get it into your tablet, get it into your phone, get it on both. Push yes to push notifications, get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You want to get on there so that you can keep up with our podcast, keep up with our messages, keep up with our updates, keep up with everything that our ministry is doing. This is how you're going to do it. Do not rely on big tech social media platforms to be able to hear and see what we're doing. Because there's what's called shadow banning. There's what's called censorship. There's what's called completely deplatforming. And it's happening all across the board. If you've not yet subscribed to ETH on Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E, they have an app. It's simple. Download the app. At the top, at the search bar, you can search under videos or channels. Go to channels, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to find us. You're going to see our logo. Download the app. Subscribe. There we go. Subscribe to our channel so that you can see messages like this that will not be on other platforms because of the censorship and whatnot. And guys, listen, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, what if one day they start doing this? We are working on behind the scenes right now the ability to be able to put videos straight from our platform independently without Vimeo, without Rumble, without YouTube, without any of these platforms. It will come straight from our website. So we're on top of this, guys, and we're doing this. This is why we're trying to wean you guys off of these big tech giant platforms, because you need to know where we're going. You need to know what we're doing, and we don't want you relying on this. All right, guys, I want you to stick around real quick. We've got some people that I want to personally thank for emails, for financial support, those who have supported us through the mail, through our PO box, that they don't get digital. We don't communicate with them like email or digitally or whatever. So we just real quick, please stay on for a second because this might involve you. We always like to do this probably once a week. We like to thank our supporters because again, and we're going to tell you how you could support this ministry if you believe in what we do at the end of this. But real quick, we want to do that. So we want to thank Linda from Atlanta, Georgia. That's right here in my neck of the woods. So Linda, if you're watching, thank you for your generous support of our ministry. We want to thank Gary from California. Yes, we even have people from California watching. There is a remnant in California. We want to thank, our family from Dora, Alabama. If you're watching, thank you for your generous prayers and your support. We want to thank the Sterlings from Delaware, Newark, Delaware. We want to thank you. If you're watching, we want to thank Michelle from Pennsylvania. We want to thank Mr. or Mrs. or Mrs. or Mr. Doesn't really specify her, but Wheatley, I believe it's both here from Virginia. We want to thank Deborah and Thomas. We want to thank you from Pennsylvania. And we want to thank, some of these are hard to read here. We want to thank our supporters from Michigan and those, again, who have written to us, either, again, words of encouragement, prayers, support, or all of the above. Some of you guys send us gifts, and we so appreciate that, and we thank you for your prayers and your support. Guys, also, if you have not yet, if you have not had an opportunity to support our ministry, you stand by what we're doing. You appreciate what we're doing. You You're running with the vision of what we do, and that's to equip and to inform the body of Christ of the times and seasons in which we're in. We want you to prayerfully consider being a supporter, whether it's a monthly supporter or a partner or whatever the case may be. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So we love you guys. Again, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your support. So until we see each other again tomorrow, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.